The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, Delhi Development Authority is seeking applications for the position of Chief Security Officer, CSO, in Level 11 post to be filled on deputation basis. Eligible officers including commissioned or non-commissioned officers from central or state governments or union territory administrations may apply. Candidates should either hold an analogous post or have 8 years of service in Level 8 and must possess a bachelor's degree along with 8 years of relevant experience. Preference will be given to those re-employed after retirement from defence or police service. The deadline for submission is 30 days from the advertisement's publication date. For details, kindly go on to the website https://dda.gov.in. AIIMS Mangalagiri in Andhra Pradesh is inviting applications for various non-faculty Group A, B and C posts on deputation basis. The positions include Medical Superintendent, Level 14, Nursing Superintendent, Executive Engineer, Civil and Electrical, Senior Accounts Officer, Assistant Administrative Officer, Librarian Grade 1, Assistant NS and Cashier. The applications must be submitted within 30 days of the advertisement's publication in Employment News. For complete details, candidates are advised to visit AIIMS Mangalagiri website at www.aimsmangalagiri.edu.in. Sainik School, Kodagu, Karnataka, functioning under the Ministry of Defence, is inviting applications from eligible Indian citizens for contractual positions including craft instructor, matron, female, and hostel warden, male. There is one vacancy for each post, categorised as unreserved and other backward classes for the hostel warden. For more details and application form, candidates can visit the school's website starting 19th October 2024. The administration reserves the right to cancel the vacancies for administrative reasons. For details, kindly refer to https://sainikschoolkodagu.edu.in. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare is seeking applications for senior technical assistant positions at various farm machinery training and testing institutes located in MP, Haryana and Assam. There are two vacancies available, categorized as one unreserved and one for EWS. The pay scale for these positions is level 6 as per the 7th CPC. Interested candidates should send their duly filled application forms along with required documents to the Director, Northern Region Farm Machinery Training and Testing Institute, Hisar, Haryana, within 60 days from the advertisement's publication in Employment News. Kindly do refer to the website for details. That is at https://agriwelfare.gov.in. The Ministry of Jal Shakti has announced a vacancy for the position of personal assistant at the Krishna Water Disputes Tribunal located in New Delhi. This post is classified in pay level 6. The recruitment will be on deputation, including short-term contract or re-employment basis, and open to employees from central and state governments, union territories, PSUs, autonomous bodies, semi-government and statutory organizations. Detailed job descriptions and eligibility criteria available on the Ministry of Jal Shakti's website. The deadline for submission is 60 days from the advertisement's publication in Employment News. It is important to note that the employees currently working in the Krishna Water Disputes Tribunal are not eligible for government accommodation and selected candidates cannot withdraw their candidature. Kindly go on to the website for details, that is https://jalshakti-dowr.gov.in. Scenic School Kapurthala, Punjab invites applications from eligible Indian nationals for various positions. The vacancies include one post for lower division clerk, LDC, on regular basis with a salary of 19,900 rupees per month, plus applicable DA level 2 cell 1, open to candidates aged between 18 to 50 years. Additionally, the school is hiring a PEM/PTI cum matron female on a contractual basis for 1 year, offering a consolidated salary of 40,000 rupees per month, and the candidate should be between 21 to 35 years. There is also a vacancy for nursing sister female on a 1 year contractual basis with a salary of 30,000 rupees per month and is open to candidates aged 18 to 50 years. Qualifications for all posts are available on the school's website. Age relaxations is applicable for SC/ST OBC candidates and ex-servicemen as per the central government rules. The last date for submission is 5th November 2024. For details, kindly go on to the website, that is at https://www.sskapurthala.com. NTPC Limited, India's largest power company, is recruiting junior executives, biomass, on a one-year fixed-term basis, extendable based on performance. There are 50 vacancies and candidates must have BSc in Agricultural Science from a recognized institution. The role involves managing biomass utilization and raising awareness among farmers and the public. The monthly salary is 40,000 rupees with accommodation, HR and medical benefits for the employee, spouse, children and dependent parents. The age limit is 27 years and vacancies are distributed across categories unreserved, EWS, OBC, SC and ST. Candidates must pass a medical examination as per the NTPC health standards. For more details, kindly go on to www.careers.ntpc.co.in. The National Water Development Agency, NWDA, under the Ministry of Jal Shakti Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation, has issued a vacancy circular for one post of civil engineer. The position is to be filled by deputation, including short-term contract, and falls under level 14 of the pay matrix. Eligible candidates are invited to apply by submitting a duly signed application in the prescribed format to the Under Secretary establishment. Applications can also be emailed to use4-mowr@nic.in or at soe4-mowr@gov.in. Applications should be submitted within 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in Employment News. Advance copies or late applications or those lacking required documents will be rejected. Further details can be found on the website nwda.gov.in or at jalshakti-dowr.gov.in and at dopt.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.